Returning now to our top story, the storm of protests against Donald Sterling, civil rights activists, and other demonstrators will hold a rally outside the Staples Center before the Clippers game play the Golden State Warriors tonight. Los Angeles City Councilmember Bernard Parks introduced a motion today asking the city to condemn Sterling's comments. The motion passed unanimously. The motion demands that Sterling make a personal apology to the entire LA community, and it urges the LA Times and other local newspapers to stop running Sterling's weekly publicity ads. I spoke with Councilmember Parks shortly after the NBA commissioner announced how the league would penalize Sterling. Banned for life. What do you make of that?
You know what? I think the commissioner should be commended that he, I believe, did the right thing. And if anyone questioned whether it's the right thing, the fact that the Clipper organization immediately responded that they were full support of it and they're moving on in the future is an indication as to the commissioner did the right thing.
What about the $2.5 million fine? Is that enough? I know it is the cap for the commissioner, but should that be something to be increased in the future, or what do you make of that?
You know what? Never having $1 million, I don't know what that means. I think the issue is, although he's a billionaire, it is a substantial penalty. It's max. And I think what you can look at this decision is that the commissioner maxed out what was within his power.
Going back in history, 22 years ago today, we had the LA riots. Do you see any similarities from back then and what people are fighting for today and, you know, in this past couple of days?
I think although this city is built on a variety of minority groups, we have to be reminded periodically when incidents like this occur that racial insensitivity is like putting the match in a can of gasoline. It can take off and you have no control over it. And so it is always important to be sensitive when race is involved and ensuring that people do not lose that sensitivity. And these are reminders. What we saw over the last 4 days, it's a major reminder that we've not reached the finish line. We need to keep working at it, and it's a work in progress.
What do you think this whole issue has done for the city of Los Angeles?
I think what it's done initially was create shock and dismay. But as this thing has evolved, I think you've seen a unanimous reaction of people rejecting it. And in fact, I saw a program yesterday on TV in which a person had a different view. He said, you know, rather than take time to condemn Mr. Sterling for his actions, we should applaud the universal response of not accepting it should be what we should spend our time on, because that really shows that people are non-acceptance of racial insensitivity.
Councilmember Bernard Parks, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.